lather and shave. Way down in the city, not far from the spot where a barber had opened a snug little shop. He was silent and sad, but his smile was so sweet that he drew all the customers in off the street with his lather and shave, fizzle and comb. One horrid bad habit he swore he would stop, that no one for credit would come to his shop. So he fixed him a razor, all notches and rust, to shave the poor devils who came in for trust with his lather and shave, fizzle and comb. One day a poor Paddy was passing that way. His beard had been growing for many a day. He looked at the barber and threw down his hat. Will you trust me for a shave, for the sweet love of God, with his lather and shave, fizzle and comb? Come in, said the barber, sit down in that chair, and I'll soon have your beard off right down to a hair. With his lather he played over Paddy's big jaw, and with his trust razor he started to saw, with his lather and shave, fizzle and comb. "Ach, murder," said Pat, "what the hell are you doing? Just quit your damn tricks, or my jaw you will ruin." With the handle of a razor and the blade of a saw, "Begad, you'll have every tooth loose in me jaw, with your lather and shave, fizzle and comb." "Keep still," said the barber, "don't make such a fuss. In removing your jaw, I'd be cutting you up." "At murder," said Pat, "with that razor you've got, it wouldn't cut butter if it wasn't hot, with his lather and shave, fizzle and comb. So just stop your damn tricks and shave me no more." And Paddy, he bolted right out of the door. You can lather and shave all your friends till you're sick, but be jabers, I'd rather be shaved with a brick, with your lather and shave, fizzle and comb. The next day, as Paddy was passing that way, a jackass he let out a hell of a bray. "Ach, murder," said Pat, "will you list to that knave? Some other poor devil is getting a shave with his lather and shave, fizzle and comb."